You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Yes, indeed. Like the dude just said, this is Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Out there saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, listen, bringing on a friend to the show, a friend to me personally, somebody who I think is doing a great job, is John Wall. He is chairman statewide of the Alabama Republican Party. He's been doing a bang-up job of sort of steering the party. That's a cat herder position if I've ever heard of one. But we're glad to welcome him on again today. Chairman Wall, how you doing today?
You know, doing well, though. I have a new phrase. It's not herding cats, it's herding butterflies.
Well, you of all people would know, because you have the coolest job description I've ever heard. You are indeed an actual butterfly farmer in real life.
That's right. A leptozoologist.
A leptozoologist. Okay.
Yes. If we want to be scientific about it, I feel like that gives me the right to be able to tell between a male and a female. So I am officially overqualified to be on the Supreme Court.
I don't want to know how to tell the difference between a male and a female butterfly. I'm going to leave that to you experts with the big Scrabble word name, so I'm just going to leave that alone. All right, listen, Chairman Wall, I've got a whole segment I'm doing on the show here about, I'm calling this section of the show the debate on debates, and I got three things I wanted to run down with you. One is you've got the RNC, the national RNC, recently pulled out of the Commission on Presidential Debates, and y'all reacted to that favorably. Tell me about that. What is your thoughts on RNC making that move?
You know, no, absolutely. So that was something that I was personally supportive of. In fact, was a co-sponsor on working on that, working very closely with National Committee Man from Maryland, Dave Bossie, who is the chairman of the debate subcommittee on RNC. And for us, it's very simple. The presidential debates we had last cycle were not fair. Our Republican nominee, Donald Trump, ended up debating more with the moderator than he did with his opponent. And that's not what makes a good debate. It should be the sharing of views between the two candidates directly to the people. Moderator should just be there to ask the questions and let the process flow.
Well, and I totally agree. I mean, we can also think back to like when Mitt Romney was up against Barack Obama. He had the debate with Candy Crowley she was calling him a liar basically in front of the nation while he was trying to debate, you know, Barack Obama. With that being said, so we pull out. I did see too, though, that just like a week or two prior to that, the RNC had actually passed. Maybe you were in attendance of this. They passed a party-sanctioned proposal that all presidential candidates would agree to a debate. But now I suppose it'll be a party run debate at this point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're definitely keeping our primary debate. We are expecting a primary for the 2024 cycle, and we will be doing, because the Republican Party, both the Alabama Republican Party and the RNC, are very supportive of debate. We want the public to hear the views because the American people understand what these flawed policies that the Democrat Party are presenting are. So we want to debate. We just want it to be fair. And that's the process we're looking at. You know, sometimes you have to just say no. And you just have to say, we're not going to bow down to your system that is inherently flawed and biased. And that's what we're doing. But we certainly hope that we're still going to be able to negotiate, get a fair debate process set up where we can participate. We want to. We're just not going to bow to the mainstream media's agenda and flawed debate process.
Well, if I remember correctly, too, the last time that Trump wanted to do a second debate, but he wanted it live, and the Biden administration wouldn't agree to do a live debate because of COVID, because you can't do it from a basement when you're live. But nonetheless, the commission had actually appointed a moderator who used to be an aide in then-Senator Biden's office. I mean, that just looks so skewed when you see it. Like, why would anybody agree to that? So, yeah.
No, absolutely. We literally had moderators who had previously worked for one of the candidates. And just so everybody's clear, it's never the Republican candidate who the moderator worked for.
Exactly right. Okay. All right. Well, so the Republican Party, Alabama and National, support the concept of debate. And I'm not going to ask you, I recognize the party does not get involved in primaries and trying to make one candidate look better than another. So I'm not going to ask you, but I will say this. I've been commenting that I think it's time for the front runners in both of our big statewide races, the gubernatorial and the U.S. Senate race, to agree to a debate forum. And last night, you had an 1819 sponsored event at Huntsville at the Roto-Rooter Hall. And most of the candidates for governor showed up, but again, Governor Ivey did not. And then you're still right now trying to herd the butterflies on the U.S. Senate race, and the state party is proposing a televised debate for the candidates, but we can't get all the campaigns to agree yet. So your thoughts, where are we headed on these two?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, and this is kind of just coming to the public's attention now because some of the campaigns are making noise about it or some of the media have found out. But this is actually something that the party, immediately after the end of qualifying, I reached out to our Senate candidates and a lot of our gubernatorial candidates, and we're like, something the party wants to offer is the idea of a fair and honest debate. And by that I mean where Republican primary voters would be giving the questions that would be asked. We would have a fair moderator. We would have something where the party was part of the structure to make sure that it stayed a fair process. And like you said, not picking a candidate, simply providing a safe zone for conservative Republicans to be able to actually answer questions that were important to the voters of Republican primary voters of Alabama and be able to answer those questions and speak directly to the audience. So that is an offer we made. And of course, we saw that as something we could do for our candidates. That was a resource we could offer. And if the candidates want to take us up on it, we'd love to do it. And if they choose not to, that is a resource they can choose to accept or reject.
Well, so let me ask you, John, Mr. Chairman, the national, the RNC, has asked for or passed a resolution saying they will seek to have every presidential candidate agree to participate in scheduled debates. Do you see anything coming from the state party wherein we would ask future gubernatorial or U.S. Senate candidates when they qualify to automatically agree that they would take part in a scheduled debate? Do you see that ever coming? And if so, how would you enforce it?
Oh, no. You know, it's a fascinating idea. And you're right. The RNC does kind of have that at the national level. We've never done that before on the state level. And that would be something that I would not do unilaterally as chairman. But if the state executive committee wanted to head in that direction, it would be very easy to insert that into our primary resolution when we're setting up the qualifying process.
I think it would be great. And I think it would also be the kind of thing that if a front runner or anybody for that matter, I mean, if you're sick or you have a family emergency or something like that, that's fine. But when you just say, well, we're going to continue to try and work our campaign across the counties. Well, that's just like saying, I didn't want to be there. And I think it's important. I think it's important that people not only hear, because last night at the forum, I mean, a lot of the gubernatorial candidates have the same position on something, but the people need to see how it's delivered and what kind of presence the candidate brings to the topic. And I think that's important that gets missed when you don't show up for a debate and stand side by side.
Well, you know, I'm probably a little bit unusual, a little bit strange. I think most of the people who know me would agree with that. But I had this old fashioned idea that I like debates. Like I would enjoy being part of a debate. Like I could not imagine if I was a candidate not actively wanting to do it, because it's in the sharing of ideas, and it's in hearing people who have a different opinion, being able to share your heart and your vision, that you can really expound a principle and an idea. And for me, that's what politics is about. It's about explaining why this idea of constitutionally limited government and freedom and individual liberty, why those are important and why it affects everyone's life. So I understand I'm probably unusual, but I would enjoy a debate.
Well, and I would too. But not only that, but I think the people deserve a debate. And I think it's important that we see that happen. And so I've been encouraging on this show, and I'll continue to encourage on this show, that, especially in this U.S. Senate race right now, which I believe is a horse race. I mean, I think we have a front runner in Mike Durant right now, but I don't think everything's decided yet in terms of who's going to be and what is very likely to be a runoff. And I do believe, too, by the way, I think it's going to be more than likely that there's going to be a gubernatorial runoff. And it's a crying shame to think that we have not had a chance to stand the candidates next to each other and see how they do when they're literally in comparison mode.
Nothing replaces direct interaction with a candidate being asked a question from a voter and answering on a stage directly to that voter or to that audience.
Well, and I support you, Mr. Chairman, in your efforts to try and bring this thing together. And you just let us know what we can do here at Right Side Radio to promo that. Hey, before you go, let me ask you this. Totally separate subject, but you guys were trying to fill House District 47 due to the death of State Representative David Wheeler. And I think this coming Friday is the last day to accept qualifying or nominees. So how's that going for you?
No, then you are correct. So Friday is the deadline. If anyone out there is in or knows someone in House District 47 that would be interested, Friday is the deadline to put your name forward. I think we had four people who had submitted paperwork with us. That was the beginning of the week, so I'm not sure where the number stands right now.
Well, I've talked to at least two of them, and House District 47 is down there in Vestavia, that area, in and around the Birmingham, Jefferson County area. And it's an important seat because the Jefferson County delegation always makes waves in the state legislature. So
it's also a very finely balanced. I believe it is only Republican by one seat for the county delegation there.
Yeah, it really is. It's probably the most bipartisan in its makeup and polarizing in its politics is what I would like to say.
Well said, sir. Well said.
All right. Hey, Chairman John Wall for the Alabama Republican Party, thank you so much for calling in today, and we wish you the best in all that you do and in getting this debate forum put together.
Always a pleasure to be on the show, and I look forward to being back soon.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Chairman John Wall from the Alabama Republican Party. I think he's doing a bang-up job. I think he's doing great. And he's a butterfly farmer. How cool is that for a job? Butterfly farmer. I have yet to visit his butterfly farm. I got to do that. In fact, I want to take my grandson to visit his butterfly farm. That's got to be an epic opportunity. All right. We're going to do that. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.